Open your Bibles, Hebrews chapter 13, verses 1 and 2. I'm going to read that in a moment. Now, I was going to tell you about one of the strangest. Well, we got a lot of people sick, I tell you what. We had a really big early class. Some of the people there were even sick, but I know we got a lot of people sick, so keep that in mind in your prayers. But I was going to tell you real quick about one of the just the weirdest things in my life. It always gets me to think, and I started to think about it as I was making preparation for some illustrations for Sunday night lesson. And I was thinking about when I was over in Ukraine back in 2003 when I was in the Army. But I need to jump forward about 13 years. 1990, I'm in the Marine Corps. I end up with guard duty during the Christmas, New Year's holiday. And they make you live in a little guardhouse, you and about 12 other Marines, and they stick you places for 6, 10, 12 hours at a time. You come back, you sleep, you go back out. That's all you do for 10 days, 2 weeks, whatever it was. And I end up, it was Christmas, I remember it. It was 1990, Christmas, and I pulled with another Marine guard duty on the armory. And it means they basically, there's all the weapons and maybe the size of this auditorium, and then a little bit beyond that, they got razor wire. And all you do for hours upon hours is walk around it. You just walk around, you're protecting it. Well, I never knew this Marine before. Got to talking to him, so you end up just talking for 6 hours or whatever it was. I can't remember. You got nothing else to do. It was cold. It was miserable. Absolutely miserable. So this was Camp Lejeune, North Carolina, 1990 Christmas. Jump back 13 years later. We land in Ukraine, Lviv. It's an old Soviet military air base. There's big old piles of MiG fighters in this corner over here, just a junky place. And we're going there to train, and we unloaded a bunch of equipment. Me and another soldier were guarding the equipment for hours. We start talking. He says he's in the Marine Corps. Oh, yeah, me too. I was in the Marine Corps. Well, what years? Well, 89 to 93. Hey, me too. He said, well, I was in Camp Lejeune this time, in 1990. I said, hey, me too. It ended up being the same guy that I did guard duty with in 1990. And we remembered each other. We remembered the circle. It was him. What are the odds now, 13 years later, on the other side of the world, in an old Soviet country, that we're both stuck guarding stuff again? What are the odds of that? That always just absolutely amazes me. Hebrews 13, 1 and 2, let brotherly love continue. Do not forget to entertain strangers, for by doing so, some have unwittingly entertained angels. Now, whether angels there is referring to spiritual beings, all the word means is messenger. It could be a spiritual being. It could be, just a person, a messenger. Context doesn't really tell us. But the point is, and this is what I want you to think about for the new year. Sometimes we run into people, we don't know who they are. Regardless of who they are, I want you to think about who you are in Christ and how you interact with them. What if you went this whole next year treating every single person as if they are the most important person out there, because you don't know who they are? Have you ever done that? Been talking to someone, you're not really, into talking too much, but you find out maybe they're a brother or sister from a different congregation or something like that. You find out maybe they're somewhere important, and then you kind of perk up a little bit. You're a little bit nicer. You want to talk a little bit more or whatever. And so you treat them differently. Maybe think about that this year. What a great goal to have, that we would treat everybody a particular way that glorifies God and gives honor to God in how we treat them, and it'll draw them to Christ and His church. So just a thought I wanted you to think about for the remainder of the week, and especially going into next year. If you're here this evening, you're subject to the gospel invitation. You've never put on Christ in baptism. That's what the Bible says. That's what you need to do. Right? If you haven't done that, this might be your last opportunity. If you've done that and fallen away, if it's time for you to come home and be reconciled to God, we'd love to help you there also. If you have a need this evening, let somebody know, please, as we stand and sing.